Uriah Heep on Planet Rock Breakfast. There's Nail on the Head. Mick Box and Bernie Shaw join us in the studio this morning, headlining our Sunday night at Rockstock happening in Great Yarmouth, as well as all the live music, including Fish, Hawkwind, Snake Charmer, The Jokers and Slam Cartel. More live bands to be confirmed next week. All the presenters are going to be there. We've got the Ultimate Anorak Quiz. And if you ever fancied being a rock star yourself, we've got Rockioke, where you can sing with a live backing band on stage. It's going to be a... You might lose something, Bernie.
Brilliant. I love it. I've got to go down and see that.
Fantastic stuff. So tell us about the next studio album from Uriah Heep. When we chatted, when I introduced you in Islington a few months ago, the plan then was to release something hopefully early next year. Is that still the plan?
It's still on course, yeah. We're still looking to doing that. But like all things with Heep, our touring plans seem to override a lot of the recording plans. But we are setting in place some downtime to do some recording, yeah. So we'll definitely get it done, yeah. So there will be an album recorded probably early next year, quite when the record company decided to put it out is another deal, you know, because they have their own schedules that they go to.
So what stage are you at the moment? Have you done some demos? Are the songs written?
Just writing. Just writing stuff, you know. Writing ideas all the time, writing out on the road all the time. You know, I take a travel guitar with me all over the place and write in every country we play in, you know. And, you know, when something comes into your head, you know, put it down on your tape and take it back home and develop it, you know. So, yeah, we're writing constantly. We just need a bit of time to, or downtime, to actually get all the ideas formulated and presented to the band and get the next stage done.
But you're Uriah Heep. You don't get downtime. I mean, the next few months, for example, you've got Finland, Italy, Bulgaria, Holland, Belgium, Germany. Then you're on tour with Status Quo before Planet Rockstock.
Yes,
yeah, that's a month in Ukraine and Russia as well. But yeah.
And this week in Switzerland and France. Yes, yeah, so, but besides that...
I don't know. We will find time yet. Most definitely. It's very important that we get a new album out, you know. We're gagging for it, you know. And because of, God bless him, Trevor not being with us, that could have put schedule out of whack totally because we were waiting for him, obviously. And now we just have to reschedule everything and it'll all go according to plan.
The good thing is we can knock out an album in probably 2 months max. That's from walking in even with only half an album worth of ideas. Get them all done, record them all, mix them all. You know, we don't muck around. We don't take, like, months and months just to get a backing track down.
You're so tight as a unit because you're touring constantly. I mean, you know each other inside out. So I guess when you get into the studio, that just kind of, you know, transcends into that environment.
Yeah, well, we record like the old days, don't we? We record whereas you set up in the studio, you know, and regardless of all the spillage and everything else, you know, we just go for it. And usually we, you know, rehearse a track up. We're happy with the arrangement and we press the red button and go, you know, in between two or three takes, we got it, you know, the whole lot. So there's very, very few overdubs to do. And quite often we keep some of the guide vocal as well. So, you know, it's a really fast process.
As far as the live set is concerned, you change it around and know when you're on tour. But with Planet Rockstock coming up, the dates once again, 6th to the 8th of December in Great Yarmouth. Details should be online right now at planetrock.com. You've got to choose a set list. Now, obviously, there's going to be a lot of Heap fans there, but there's also going to be a lot of people that have never seen you before. So I guess that is where the difficult bit comes in as to what set list you're going to play.
Always to do a set list. It's very difficult for Heap, but I think we have to play to our strengths, you know, and play to the songs that people come along to see us and to hear, which would be like the Jill O'Mornings, the Gypsies, the Easy Living Lady in Black, all those songs. And then we'll play some songs off our last two studio albums and probably dig deep into the archives and get some other songs out too, you know, that we haven't played for a while. And I think overall it'll be a good strong rock set, yeah.
So I'm guessing when you do a normal set list, you write it, you rip it up, you write it, you rip it up, and it's one of those you kind of get there in the end just before showtime.
If there's anything we argue about, it's the set list.
And, of course, the quality of red wine, but as one would. But, yes.
But, you know, we always get there in the end, you know, and it works well.
We mentioned before, Bernie, about you taking a bit of time out, and John Lawton came back into the fold, who
replaced Mr.
Byron, of course, for a while.
The plate, yeah.
And you also did a show together as well, didn't you?
We did, just last week in Spain. He just happened to be in Alicante. And we were just happened to be 60 miles
down the
road.
John's got a house out there, so, it was only a matter of him coming up the road and jumping on stage with us, you know. So it worked really well, you know, very good. Yeah, it was a great time. And then when John and Bernie on stage together, both singing, you know, lots of the Heap classics, you know, at times, you know, it was, you know, spine tingling, you know, the two voices going for it. It was great.
Some great emotional times, some great productive times. And the thing, as we said before, it's one big family and that is what makes it work. It's great to see you and great that you've joined us for our Rockstock, our inaugural festival. It's a 3-day weekend. And once again, 6th to the 8th of December in Great Yarmouth. We can't wait to see you live on stage. Mick, Bernie, good to see you guys.
Happy days.
Thank you very much.
Happy days indeed.
There, right?
Let's play this. Here's Gypsy on Planet Rock Breakfast.